before I started working here, I knew that the museum got calls every summer from people who found bats in their businesses, outside their house. And so why don't we, at least I can help bats. And he says, you can do that. And what also happens is if you come across a bat that cannot be re-released to the wild, you can actually hang on to them as long as you use them in 6 educational programs a year. I'm like, hey, I like this idea. I love working with animals. So I posed the question to the executive director, Dave Foster, and he actually liked the idea. So I found out, okay, what do I need to get the permit? The permit costs you $25 and it's good for 1 year, calendar year. He says, but to get that, you A, have to be inspected by a Kentucky Fish and Wildlife Resource Manager, conservation officer, which would be like your police department for your fish and wildlife. And you also have to take a basic wildlife rehabilitation class, which is put on by the International Wildlife Rehabilitation Council. Problem is, they held those classes all over the United States. So you have to try to find one close enough to Kentucky. It just so happened that last year, March, when we were talking about doing this, there happened to be holding one at Murray State. So I went to Murray State, I took the class, I passed it, I had Fish and Wildlife come out, they inspected the facility, they signed off on the permit, I mailed it in, I'm now a licensed rehabber.